Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Okay, for those of you that are watching me at TECN-TV or on social media or perhaps even at our website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you might note that today I don't have the tie on, but I do have a collared shirt. I do. And it does have my logo on it. It's Friday, and so I made this conscious decision. So I'm going to wear a suit. I'm going to wear a shirt with a tie Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays we're going to do kind of casual dress day. I don't know, maybe I'm old school that way, but Fridays were always casual dress day. Actually, when I had my businesses, I used to let my employees, they used to come in with slippers on. Yeah, Friday was slipper day. And so it got to be kind of a cool deal because, you know, we'd see who had the most, you know, creative, shall we say, slippers, right? But we even had people come in their pajamas, and that was awesome because it was Friday. So I'm just saying, yeah, I've always been a believer that hard work deserves its appropriate rewards. We'll get into that because there are some apparently here that don't believe that anymore. And some of them are sitting over there in the White House because they lied, stole, and cheated their way in. All right, bottom of hour number two. George Barna is with us. It's Friday, folks. I'm very cantankerous on Fridays. Let's see. George Barna is with us, bottom of the hour. Why are Americans embracing Marxism? His new poll is talking about the things about Marxism that people seem to think, they believe. I don't know. It's nutty to me. When I was a kid growing up, man, communism was evil. Hello? Still is. 100 million people murdered under the guise of communism. They're still harvesting organs under the guise of communism. Marxism is bad. Karl Marx was a rich little elitist kid, okay, who figured out a way to make everybody else poor. Think about that for a minute. That's really what he did. Karl Marx was a rich little elitist kid who figured out how to eliminate the middle class and make everybody else poor so he and his buddies could have all the money. All right. Anyway, we'll get into that. My first guest is an expert in that, and he'll talk with us about it. Middle of the show, from 10:30 Eastern to 11:30, Nan Su from the Epoch Times is going to be with us. We're going to peel back the curtain on China's 30-year plan, 100-year plan, and war on the world. Folks, they don't want to drop a nuclear bomb. They don't want an armed conflict. All of that military stuff is pageantry. They have another goal in mind, and they're carrying it out. And it's a battle against our economy. It's a use of climate change. It's a use of technology. It's a use of gathering and getting a hold of and controlling key and essential rare earth elements. There is so much to what they are doing, but they have declared war on us. And they're godless and they're atheistic, and they're the very thing that America in her history has fought back against, bled, lost lives to, fighting communism, Marxism, fascism, evil dictatorships, terrorists. Yes, America is good when America holds on to her Christian ethos. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, my good friend Don Jans joins me as we pull back the curtain on Pokem, China Joe, and the commies. Hey, Don, welcome. Good to have you.
It's Friday, huh?
I'm telling you, I'm feeling cantankerous this morning. I don't know. Wow. So, reach out to me, Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Load up my email box, would you? Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And just very quickly want to let you know, a week from this coming Monday, we'll be launching over at the Truth Network. I know we're saying goodbye to some dear friends here at USA Radio. We have extended an invitation for them to play the program, and we'll see what happens. But if not, you can always find me at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Don?
Yes, sir.
I sent this out this morning. Let me read this just very, very quickly and then write to you. America, in the view of the progressives, must become a third world country. We must be made to feel guilt and shame for American values of hard work. By the way, hard work was not recognized as a word by spell check. And pursuit of a better life that improves the person's human condition, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically. All areas of life benefit by America's Christian ethos and its commitment to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Americans are still the most philanthropic nation in the world, and Americans have shed blood all across the continents of the world to defeat evil and oppression. Communism, fascism, evil dictators, drug lords, and Islamic terrorists have all felt the sting of liberty and American Christian values when they've attempted to force their darkness on the world. People from every corner of the world still look to America and fly American flags as a symbol of liberty, whether in Iran, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Africa, or Europe. To the rest of the world, America is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. And that is why we must fight these evil invaders that have usurped our nation, and we must remove them through every legal, God-led means at our disposal.
Communism.
Come on, that was a mic drop. Was that not a mic drop? That was pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. You said put that.
Communism is evil.
Yes.
Communism is destructive.
Yes.
Communism cannot work.
Yes.
It is impossible for communism to work.
Yes.
Communism enslaves. I wrote on my Facebook the other day, not my Facebook, on my Facebook page. Facebook's not mine. I wrote on Facebook's page, on my Facebook page the other day.
Yes, sir.
That the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. if you do not agree with that, it is simply because you do not understand communism or you are in denial. And so people will say to me, well, Don, what is communism? Interestingly enough, there has been no communist uprising that has ever originated amongst the workers, amongst the people. Never. Communism always starts to originate in a country through the academics and through the oligarchs or the very wealthy. Because communism is control. Communism is telling the people, we will take care of you. We know how to run your lives better than you do. You do exactly what we tell you. You totally conform to our dictates, and we will take care of you. They never do. They never do. Because every communist situation, everyone, always ends with the few living in opulence, having their own little stores, having their own little living areas, having their own society, and the masses, and I mean the vast masses, living in total poverty, where crime, where alcoholism, where evil reigns supreme. That is communism. Not their theory of communism, but the reality of communism, because it goes totally against all natural instincts. But they sell a good job. They are great propagandists. Today in America, they are telling us, well, in the world, they're telling the Americans that we're selfish, we're evil, and that we are the worst imperialists that have ever existed, because we have decimated all of these other lands. We are the only nation that has ever, after a war, not taken control of the country, but helped build the country that was fighting us, and we defeated. That's because we're individualists. That's because we believe in freedom. We believe that the individual was created to be free to worship God, free to live their own lives, make their own decisions, and then be responsible for those decisions. And that has flourished always. So if you are today somebody who's decimating the American way of life, you are saying that everything we were created to be is wrong, and that we have to change what we are, or what we were intended to be and become. A man can become a woman. We can become these conformists. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
I'm in total agreement with you, brother. I'm in absolute total agreement with you. There's no question. Communism, you know, has never worked, right?
It can't.
No.
It can't.
No. Well, no, because it actually doesn't produce anything. The actual communism doesn't produce anything, and it demands that, you know, as you said, unto each one's ability, right? They give to everybody else's needs.
Yeah, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. Now, what Karl Marx meant by that, and this was his whole theory. He said that when we are a pure communist society, mm-hmm. And his idea of a pure communist society was that there would be total harmony. Everybody would get along with everybody because everybody thought the same way. He said that people would be able to do whatever they wanted to do. His words, they could go fishing in the morning, they could work their fields in the afternoon, and they could pick their harvest in the evening. Whatever they wanted to do was great, and that the people would work their maximum to their maximum ability, and they would thrive on working to their maximum ability because they knew everything they earned would be going into the pot, and people who didn't work to their maximum ability would also be taken, would be taken care of. That was their, that's communism.
All right, we'll be back to unpack that some more when we come back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Well, I'm jealous. I'm going to just tell you right now. I'm feeling just a touch of jealousy here. So next week, Mr. Jans is not going to be with us because he is he's going to be driving on his way to Here are these folks right here. That was Daddy's Got a Gun by the Peterson Family. They're going to be in Branson, Missouri, huh, Don? Branson, Missouri. Get your tickets now.
That's where they live. And they do that's their base.
Yeah. So there you go.
Read their story. When you have some time, go read their family story. It's a fascinating story. And those kids are extremely bright.
Awesome.
But the parents have done a marvelous job with those kids.
Going to make the rest of us jealous. It's okay.
You got a pretty good.
I got great kids. My gosh, my wife has done an incredible job. All right, let's see. Still on air.
I will be back 2 weeks from today, and yes, I hope to be on your show.
Yes, you will. And I look forward to that. Let's see. I got to send a message. We'll call in 5 minutes. Okay, there we go. All right, so we got to unpack this communist thing real quick, bud, because, you made it sound like, well, geez, what a great idea. We should all work and support those that don't want to work hard.
Yep.
Because stop and think about that. You're going to go to work every day. You are going to work hard. You are going to do the very best that you can. And the person, on the register next to you or the stalker next to you is going to take smoke breaks about every, 3.5 minutes. And they're never going to open their register. They're never going to put a can on the shelf. But you're going to bust your tail all day long, but you're not going to get any kind of promotion. Understand that. You will never, ever, ever get a promotion. And you will get your regular pay, but the guy that, never opened his register, the guy that never put a can on the shelf standing right next to you. Okay. The guy that was messing around the whole time, never doing any work, showed up a half hour late, left an hour early, is going to get the exact same pay as you.
Or more. Depending on his needs.
Sure.
Because his needs are greater than yours, he gets more.
So, stop and think about that for a minute. I can't think of it. First of all, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's scriptural. That's what the Bible says. And I don't think that, slacking off and not working and not giving your best effort is doing everything as unto the Lord. That's another scriptural principle. So, the biblical principle is that if you work hard and you put in effort, then you're going to be, rewarded for that effort. Now, I know what they're going to say is they're going to say, no, but you know what? Jesus talked about the guy that started work at the beginning of the day and the guy that started work at the end of the day. And what about that? Yep, that has to do with salvation, folks. That has to do with the fact that someone who gives their life to Christ on their deathbed and someone who gave their life and lived for the Lord all their life, they both get into heaven. God's going to sort out what heaven's going to look like for each one of them, but they're going to get salvation.
Bye.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care?
Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.